Our guest today in studio, we have the Stardust Big Band. Four members actually are here. We have Charlie, Cam, Wayne, and Ridley. Gentlemen, hello, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, JC.
Appreciate you guys coming in to talk about a big show that you have going on this Saturday, actually, happening from 7 to 10 at Lakeshore Recreation. This is a fundraising event that you're putting on, hoping to raise money for the Saugeen Hospital Foundation. Let's talk about first the history that goes behind the band, because I'm looking at the poster. There's a lot of people in the picture of the band. There's four of you in here right now, which isn't even the entire band. So maybe, Charlie, you can tell me about Stardust Big Band and kind of when it all started.
Well, back in 1986, I was traveling around the county, Bruce County, a bit, as a music consultant type of thing, visiting different schools and that kind of thing. And I would bump into all of the instrumental specialists, you know, that were around. And, you know, there were a few that were talking about, hey, we should get together and play, you know, at some point. And finally, in 1986, I guess, we, you know, after seeing a show over in Hanover, a great jazz show, I said to one of the music people, it was actually Ron Code, member of the band, I said, well, it's amazing. Hey, that's pretty good music. We thought, well, maybe we should do something, you know, about that. And then I started meeting these other guys that are here today, and they would say, hey, you know, when are you going to get a band together? We should do something. So we did, and I guess it was the summer of 1986. I think there were nine of us that showed up first in the back of a music portable in Walkerton. And we started with some real simple charts, just some combo charts and that kind of thing. And lo and behold, we were at a music camp, summer music camp in Southampton. And the director up there said, hey, I hear you guys are getting together to play. And do you want to play at, you know, in Ferry Lake Park in Southampton? We thought, well, maybe, yeah, okay. So we did, and we, you know, that was actually our first gig in the park, and I think there were 12 of us maybe. By that point, we had added a couple more players, but and then it just grew from there. So, yeah, that's the initial stage.
And where is it today? Like, how many will you have in the band that will be playing at the show coming up this weekend, for example?
Well, there's actually, I think, 30-plus people coming back for the show, but there's only 17 parts, so we've had to divide, you know, the band. We're doing two sets, so the first half takes the first herd in, if you will, second half. So two sets, and anyhow, yeah, but there were probably, Wayne tells me here that there were probably 60 players over the period of time.
Wow.
You know, 25 years. You know, people move out of the area, or they get jobs in different parts, or whatever. Or, you know, they can no longer, you know, make the commitment. So, anyhow, yeah. So a lot of guys are coming back. There's many that did want to come that couldn't make the date, but yeah, we're very happy. We're excited to get together and talk again, you know, and play.
That's great to be able to get together and do these things again, and you're doing it for a great cause. Wayne, I'll ask you about the cause, about Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation. And this isn't the only one that you guys support either. Pretty much it seems like anytime there's an opportunity to help someone raise money, you're more than happy to get together and play.
For sure. The Hospital Foundation is, a lot of folks could argue, that's number one in any fundraising event in the community. It's that important. And when we were playing, we did donate our names. We have a plaque on the wall, don't we?
Yes.
In because of the amount of money we raised. And that's not the only one. We did Habitat for Humanity. And, oh, there are three or four that we did over the years. It was just part and parcel of who we were.
Big
we
sister.
Wanted to play. Yeah, Big Sisters. We wanted to play. And we wanted to help the community. And we're going to do the same thing Saturday night.
All right. It's going to be a great time. I know everyone is excited about it. There aren't tickets to purchase. You had to reserve to be able to go. And that is sold out. All the reservations are maxed out. So, but there will be donations at the door. So if people still want to make donations, they can still pop by, drop something off, or they can probably reach out to the hospital foundation as well. All right. So there's opportunities as well for people still to get some money in and give generously. I know you guys, before we went on this morning, you were saying that Ridley had an interesting story about how he became a member. You're all laughing. I haven't heard the story yet. So Ridley, how did you join these crazy characters in this big band?
Back in 1986, I had heard rumors about a big band that was starting up in Walkerton. And I'd never played jazz. I was a classical guy. I played brass quintet, symphonies. And I passed on the invitation. I think I was invited, but I thought, that's not for me. So I came to the concert that we had at Fairy Lake, and I came just to listen. And Ron Code, bass trombone player, he said, "Ridley, go get your trombone." I said, "Well, I haven't seen Get Your Trombone." So I went home. I could walk home from there, came back, and I played the first gig sight reading. And I've been with the group since. So
showed up and never left.
Yeah, never left. They didn't get rid of me after that. So that's my story.
Cam, I'm going to ask you this question then. What can people expect at the show this weekend, or when they go to see you guys play? Like, what are we looking at in terms of maybe a set list? Is it all pre-planned, or is it really kind of spur of the moment? Like, how do you guys work?
No, it's all planned by Charlie, as always. Charlie's been busy using his new technology to copy all the music, but they're the big band classics. Many of the classics that Stardust has played for years, and people can expect excellent music played at an excellent level. If I do say so, by a lot of very fine musicians.
A lot, yeah. Over 30 going to be a part of this.
Absolutely, and I would like to say that. Wayne has been the driving force behind this reunion, and we all are very thankful for his efforts. And I would also like to say that Charlie was the glue that kept, he mentioned people coming in and out, et cetera. He worked very hard over the years to keep it together, and we're also very thankful for that.
Just out of curiosity, because it is a reunion, do you know who's coming the furthest away to be a part of this, or is everybody kind of all local still?
Oh no, we're not local. We got people coming from at least Toronto, but we got people coming further.
Ottawa,
maybe.
I think.
Ottawa. Yeah, you've got people traveling a good distance, JC, to make this, and that really shows how dedicated our members have been.
And odds are you're going to have probably some members that have not seen each other for a number of years in between, I'm guessing. So there's probably going to be a few tears and a lot of smiles at this event on the weekend.
Well, we're meeting for pizza at 5 o'clock. That's the important thing. So.
the pregame meal. Carve up, boys. That's right. Guys, I'll ask anybody that wants to take it. Anything else we need to know either about the Stardust Big Band, about the reunion, about the event on Saturday?
It's going to be a blast, as Wayne said.
It's going to be a blast.
And Wayne's been, as Cam indicated, has been persistent about this reunion. Like 5 years ago, I remember he approached me and he said, "Hey, we should do a reunion." I said, no. Well, no, it's too much. No, everyone's all over the place. And but he kept at it over the years. And finally this year, he pulled it off. The important thing was that we contact everyone that's ever played in the band as a member. And he did that. I said, "If you can do that, we'll go ahead." And he did. So
Wayne got his little black book out and he found everybody.
He did. There was no hiding. But it's going to be a blast for sure. And people will be there to help us celebrate. And we're all going to have a good time.
Well, it was great to meet all of you, all four of you, members of Stardust Big Band. The big reunion is happening this Saturday from 7 to 10 at Lakeshore Recreation. Fundraising event, donations at the door for the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today, for talking to us about it. Best of luck this weekend, and enjoy the big reunion. It's going to be so great, I know, to see everybody again.
Yeah, thanks so much, JC.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.